Ryan Mitchell was 18 years old. His mother, Esther Mitchell, told KPCW her son drowned and they're waiting for an autopsy, hoping to determine the cause of his drowning. The family doesn't know what happened to Ryan after he got in the hot tub. He had complained of a sore back the night before, and it continued to bother him on Sunday when he asked his mother for a massage. She suggested he soak and loosen up his muscles first. After about 30 minutes, Ryan's 16-year-old brother went to check on him and found him unconscious in the hot tub. Ryan's parents performed CPR until paramedics arrived. The family hopes to receive autopsy results in the next few weeks.
Chief of the fire department came by yesterday and expressed his condolences and spent a fair bit of time talking to us and said that they see this far too often where for no apparent reason this happens. You know, sometimes you may never find out an unexplained cause of death.
Ryan's mother says his passion was playing music, especially jazz. He planned to attend Berklee College of Music in Boston in the fall. He played the bass in the high school jazz ensemble and chamber orchestra. He was also the principal bass player with Caleb Chapman's Soundhouse's Time Check Orchestra and planned a tour with Caleb's Crescent Superband in Europe this coming summer. In previous years, he played for Caleb's Voodoo Orchestra and toured the British Isles last year with the Inevitables. The family moved to Park City in 2013 when Ryan transferred to Park City High School. He loved powder skiing, exploring the mountains, sailing, and scuba diving. A celebration of life is scheduled for Sunday. KPCW will update details as soon as they are confirmed. The family is working with the Park City School District to create a memorial fund in Ryan's honor to benefit the Park City High School music program. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.